Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we have another homily. This one's from England with Father Ewan Marley, who's prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled The Eternal Beginning.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. If what you heard from the beginning abide in you, what you heard from the beginning abides in you, and you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you, but the anointing you receive from him abides in you. You have no need that anyone should teach you, as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true. There's no lie. Just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him. When he appears, we may have confidence, not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. The word of the Lord. There's a concept in all four Gospels of the beginning. The obvious one is John, who starts, after all, in the beginning was the Word. Then Mark says, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Luke has a long prologue, but he says it's based on those who were, from the beginning, eyewitnesses who became servants of the Word. Matthew speaks of the birth of Jesus Christ, but the word he uses is Genesis, and probably is meant to bring us back to the start of Genesis. In the beginning God made the heavens and the earth. Now the word beginning itself is a concept that sounds very abstract, but it's actually a very old concept. I think it comes from the fact that human beings are born. Well, as beginning, we often talk of birth. We talk of the birth of the blues, the birth of a new era, because human beings are born. So one big fact that we notice about human beings is that they begin on the earth by being born. And this beginning means that to understand a human being, it's best to understand them from the very beginning of their life, as Mary did, understood Jesus from the beginning. She gazed on him from his conception in her womb, from birth to death. But the beginning of Christ as a human being itself is, as we believe, an echo of a greater beginning, an eternal birth. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Christ is the Son of the Father. And that beginning isn't something that happens in time. There was never a moment when the Son was not the Son of the Father. There was never a moment when the Father was not the Father of the Son. That has always been the truth, the case, what things are, the fundamental reality. But here on earth, we have to understand Christ, we have to understand not just his natural birth, but how that natural birth is itself an image of the eternal birth, the eternal beginning. You might think, well, you said that the Son has always been the Son of the Father, so there's no beginning. I don't think that's quite right. It's a little misleading. It's rather that there's no beginning or end, or the beginning, the end, or one. The Son from the Father is always new, always fresh. It's not like our life, where the young baby becomes a child, a teenager, an adult. person that seems rather jaded by the life, and then finally old, and finally close to death. There are new things in their life, but we don't become new. Age is our nature. But the Son coming from the Father is the eternal birth which is always new. Why Christ in the book of Revelation says when he appears, "Behold, I make all things new." Because we come to that eternal beginning. Because it's infinitely satisfying. It's all we need to be happy forever, is to stay connected to that beginning. That's why John says, "Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father." We are concerned with living in that eternal moment. That's what love is. That's what truth is. That's what joy is. And that is the sufficient beauty which will keep us in rapture and joy for all eternity. It's a big fact of Christmas which outweighs the terrors of Christmas, the horrors of the people who hate him and try to destroy the Christ child and destroy children, the unfairness, the mistreatment of the Christ child who is born and laid in a cattle trough, is what a manger is. Manger sounds like a theological thing. That eternal beginning outweighs the terrors of the world. Which is why this feast is always a feast of joy, always a feast of heaven itself and assurance. We change, we lose faith, we gain faith. We're strong, we are weak. We learn, we forget. We make mistakes. We repent, change our mind, make other mistakes. Everything changes and we lose sight of how we began. But now in a while, just for a while, we can have those moments when everything is still. And we know that God made a good beginning for the sake of a good end. As we began, let us end in the presence of Christ, the presence of the Son and the Father, by the Holy Spirit, and enter into the eternal beginning, which never ends.